Sky Carumba. You don't hear much about the constellation Leo Minor, visible in the evening this time of year in the northern hemisphere and into the middle southern latitudes. Astronomer Johannes Hevelius gave the name to an area of stars between Leo and Ursa Major about the year 1687. He and other astronomers wanted to name some previously unnamed parts of the sky so they could better communicate with each other about where to find stars, comets, and other objects. There are few legends associated with these stars. The Arabs may have thought of them as a gazelle. To the Chinese, these stars and the stars of Leo were a dragon. All the stars of Leo Minor are fourth magnitude and dimmer, so you may not see them from light-polluted cities. The bright star in a constellation is usually given the Greek letter Alpha. However, there's no Alpha Leonis Minoris. An astronomer working on a British star catalog in the 1800s somehow overlooked it. Rather than correct the mistake, today's astronomers refer to the brightest star in the constellation as 46 Leonis Minoris. A less scientific name for it is Precipua. That's Latin for chief. The second brightest, Beta Leonis Minoris, is 100 light-years away. It's a binary star. A mysterious mass called Hannes Voorwerp is in Leo Minor, about 700 million light-years from us. A Dutch schoolteacher, Hanny van Arkel, discovered it during an astronomy event in 2007. The name means Hanny's object. It appears somewhat like a nebula, but there is no identifiable light or radiation source to illuminate the gas. Some scientists think the Voorwerp is what's left over from a galaxy shredded by a black hole. What little light has reflected off of it or was made to glow from it may have been from a quasar that no longer shines. Some people claim that you can balance an egg on its end on the equinox, and only on the equinox, the March equinox to be precise. The story would lead you to believe that there's some kind of balance in forces that makes it possible at only that one time of year. Get yourself an egg and a flat level surface, and you can test this one for yourself. You might find that you can't get the egg to rest like that no matter when, on the equinox or not. Any little disturbance in the air or a vibration in the tabletop will make it roll to its longer side. You might also find that it takes several tries and a very delicate touch to make the egg rest just right. Be sure to do it again the next day or even several days later. After all, showing that you can do it on the equinox is only part of the proof. The story says you can't do it any other time of the year. I suspect some people who try this are diligent about setting the egg up on the equinox, but not so much the next day. They quickly give up on the other days and decide the story must be correct. The truth is, there's no reason for the egg to stand up any easier on any day of the year. If you can do it on the equinox, you can do it in the middle of May or the end of August. For that matter, you can do it on the other equinox and on the solstices. There is no balance in forces that makes it possible one day but not the next. If there was, it would have to show itself in other ways as well, wouldn't it? Maybe pendulum clocks would run differently, or tightrope walkers would have fewer accidents on certain dates. Have you noticed how stars don't come in all colors? You don't see green stars. The reason is in our eyes. Green is in the middle of the visible spectrum. For an incandescent light to look green, it has to be very strong in the green wavelengths and much weaker toward the red and blue ends of the spectrum. Otherwise, the green combines with the other colors and the light looks white. Stars don't have strong peaks in their spectra, so a star that's strongest in a green wavelength doesn't look green. Red giants and hot blue stars don't have sharp color peaks either, though, but our eyes have strong response cutoffs. A star with a peak in orange, red, or even in the near-infrared looks orange or red to us because we can't even see the other wavelengths that are nearly as strong. We can't see the red blending with infrared. And the same for blue stars. We can't see blue blending with ultraviolet. Sky Carumba.